You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans, and welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 12th day of January in the year 2022. The lockout still looming, but the good news is apparently there was going to be some form of a meeting between baseball owners and players. Jeff Passan tweeted, Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association plan to hold a bargaining session tomorrow, Thursday, sources tell ESPN. MLB is expected to make a core economics proposal at the session, which would be the first between the sides since the league locked out the players on December 2nd. So, in terms of big baseball news, there's a chance that conversations don't expect this to fix things immediately, obviously, but at least the conversation is happening and the teams and the owners are able to come together and actually discuss this and start the dialogue, which is a good thing for me at least. And that means if the dialogue is at least started, then we can at least see what's going on. We'll get an idea of what the demands are from both sides of the table. So yeah, that's your big first headline. We'll get to your second headline because why not talk a little random baseball stuff here? I just want to thank you for making Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day. We are free and streaming on all your favorite streaming services. All you got to do is search Locked On Rockies and you'll find us there. We're in off-season mode, but usually you can catch us Monday through Friday there on the podcast feeds and here on YouTube where I'm streaming live right now. I think I'm streaming live right now, but I hope I'm streaming live right now. Maybe I'm not. Let me fix that real quick. I'd have to stop. We're going to run it back, folks. Oh, no. There we go. We have a little eyeball view. We're good to go. I knew we were good. Let me double check here. Come on. Sorry, folks. Little tech, you know, this is what happens when you do the show live, when you're doing it. Okay, yeah, cool. We are live right now. Perfect. All right. Anyway, other big headline for you all today. John Lester retires. John Lester calls it quits, which is a good thing. I don't know. I shouldn't say a good thing, but good for him, I should say. Three-time World Series champion, 200-game winner, 16 career years. He is hanging it up. It's been a wonderful, wonderful career for him across multiple teams. He's been really a dominant force. And I forgot about this. John Lester is a cancer survivor. Two historic franchises with the Red Sox and the Cubs, I should say. This is from Carl Ravitch. It's a great career. He was a great ball player and a great arm. So, but 16 years. I mean, there you go. That is. Easily something that you hang your hat on and you take pride in as a ball player, especially a ball player of John Lester's caliber. And I'm sure Hall of Fame conversations are going to be in the chat for John Lester and his ability to get things done. A little bit shaky in the playoffs, but did have some seasons where he stepped up and he's a multiple time champion. So there you go. That's a good sign. And, enjoy your retirement, John Lester. And let's hope for some baseball news this week, too, from the lockout situation. Let's dive into the topic of the show today, which is responding to Foolish Baseball's Mario Superstar Baseball video that he made. And you're probably wondering, like, oh, Mario Superstar Baseball, why is Paul going to talk about that? Because I am a believer that is the greatest baseball game ever created. I play competitively in Mario Baseball. I am a firm believer in how great Mario Baseball is. And he compared some players and gave them some MLB counterpoints, what is the best way? He picked players and then compared them to the, basically was saying, here's the Mario Baseball character, closest person in baseball. I know there's a term there, but I just butchered that entire segment. Before we dive into that, let me tell you about our friends at Built Bar. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good, you'll want to eat it, unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky, waxy, or taste like a chemical spill. You want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week three, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Well, good news for you, because I ask that question all the time. Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein compared to a candy bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Go check out all the great flavors available for Built Bars, the coconut almond, the peanut butter brownie, raspberry cookies and cream, salted caramel, and so much more at Built.com. But there's also so many delicious limited-time flavors and other products for you to check out there at Built.com. And when you use the promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your order. That's 15% off your order when you use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right. So if you're not familiar, Mario Baseball, Mario Superstar Baseball, is one of two Mario Baseball-focused games. And it's the better one. There was one that came out on the Wii with a bit different roster, but Strikers, not Strikers, Mario Superstar Baseball is the, it came out on GameCube, came out in 2005, 17 years ago. All your favorite cast of characters, but it's also a great baseball simulator. There's plenty of ways for you to check it out. If you find the Mario Superstar Baseball Club on Discord, we're very active there, and we can give you an insight into how to play the game and a lot more to learn. So let's compare some ballers, some Rockies baseballers out here to their Rockies counterpoints. First things first, we're going to go with the cover athlete Mario, and this one's a no-brainer. Mario is Larry Walker. Mario can hit. Mario can field. Mario's a cover athlete, just like Larry Walker was. Water break. I really missed right there. Anyway, red bat, right field, all of the things, all of the boxes for Larry Walker, Mario checks. It's a simple, easy one. And, for Luigi, I'm going to give – Luigi is an interesting one because he's got the height. He's got the jumping abilities. They don't necessarily match up defensively, because I wouldn't be putting Luigi here if I was playing my team where I'm putting Luigi, who I'm high on. But I think Luigi and DJ LeMahieu share a lot of similar traits. Height, jumping ability. They're really great contact hitters. They got the speed, but the height is that big thing. The good jumping ability to knock down anything coming your way on defense and have an arm to boot as well. So yeah, we're going all over the spectrum when it comes to Rockies players for our comparison here today. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say Luigi is DJ LeMahieu. Contact bat, great height, speed, and jumping ability. We watched DJ rob so many people on second base when he was able to just jump up and snag those things out of the air using that tall, lanky frame of his. So Larry Walker is Mario. We got DJ LeMahieu as Luigi. Charlie Blackman. Now that's a good question. Maybe Charlie Blackman could be one of the Piantas, one of the plant-based Pianta guys. Big bat, strong arm. Pianta's a better defender and an infielder, though, so maybe not the best. But I think they got a lot of comparison when it comes to the ability to hit the ball hard, hit the ball far, have some good diving plays, and that strong arm. That strong arm, I think, is a something that we could see from Charlie Blackman and Pianta, because, I mean, maybe a Petey Peronha, but Petey Peronha, I mean, Charlie Blackman's at least a fielder. Petey Peronha has got to be closer to, at this point, if you're going current stage Rockies and you're going, and if you're factoring in the position they play, Petey Peronha's probably Elias Diaz. But I think Petey Peronha has more home run potential, But we've seen this past year, Elias Diaz really come to life and hit using that power bat, because Petey Piranha you want behind the dish. If you're playing a game of Mario Baseball and you got Petey Piranha on your team, you got to put him behind the dish. That's where he's got to go. And, of course, Petey Piranha, outside of Bowser, is probably the biggest home run threat in the game, a la Hammer Bro. And we'll talk about that in a second as well. But maybe Petey and Elias Diaz. Up next is Donkey Kong. We're going to go Donkey Kong next. And Donkey Kong, you might think, you look at his stats in the game, you're going to think he's a pitcher, obviously good at hitting. Donkey Kong is Troy Tulowitzki. Donkey Kong can hit the ball really hard. Donkey Kong can not only hit the ball for power, but can hit for doubles, hit for contact as well, and is an incredible defender. A little bit shaky with some bobbling issues there, just like we see with Tulo from time to time when we saw him there. But Donkey Kong has all of the abilities. And you might be like, what about third base? Why not third base? Well, I think there's a characters that might be more of a five-tool type of player, because you need that defense for it to be a Nolan Arenado. I don't know if this is the most fair, because she doesn't have the most pop on the bat, which I think Nolan gets a credit for more pop on the bat than Birdo. But Birdo is a tremendous defender, a great aspect to have in your bat, a solid bat, but I don't think hits the ball far enough to be closer. I think Nolan's going to fall back. There's going to be kind of some overlapping. Nolan's going to fall back into, I think, that Mario Luigi type things. Interesting, in Foolish Baseball's video, he said Trevor Story was Daisy. And you know what? If you're going to star on Daisy, I was a little unsure about this one. But if you, because there's a difference between star skills on and or superstar players on or off, and you make all of them better. So if you make them better, Daisy is Trevor Story. She gets that home run pop. She's great in the defense. She has the quick hands. You might be able to argue that if you star them on, Daisy and Peach would have been Story and DJ. And then Luigi at third's not bad. Luigi could have some Nolan Arenado in him too. Nolan's definitely a combo. He's got a little bit of Yoshi in them. He's got the power bat in there of these bigger guys, but he's a much better defender. But I think Donkey Kong lines up in terms of of where he plays on the field as Troy Tulowitzki. So Nolan's kind of a mix of players. Let's see. Who else we got? Ryan McMahon. That's an interesting one. Let's see. I could see Ryan McMahon maybe being like a shy guy type player. Not a big flashy thing. If you start him on, he's got that nice power bat. Pretty solid in the field. Probably one of the better defenders, though. So maybe, shy guy's not as good as on defense as Ryan McMahon. But it's something that you got to look for. And, of course, Waluigi is Herman Marquez. Not only just because is it one of the better pitchers, but good movement on the ball. And Waluigi, actually Boo as well, because Boo is a more consistent hitter, I think. But Boo's probably, if you were to compare, is more close to the Shohei, because does have power abilities if you star him on. So it's kind of crazy. When you dive in, you're thinking, this is kind of a silly topic. This is kind of a funny. There's a lot of parallels that you can make, and I haven't even gotten to everybody yet. It's kind of interesting. Let's see. I feel like Connor Joe could be like a Toad. Versatile. Not proven yet. Can put him in a lot of places on the field, but has value. Can hit the ball. CJ Cron. He's a CJ Cron. Pianta's another good comparison for him, but who? What else we got here? Let's see. CJ Cron. CJ Cron could be Hammer Bro. Hard hitting. Not usually going to play first base, but no, I think. Let's see. I'm trying to go with who we got left. But Hammer Bro for CJ Cron could be a pretty good. A corner bag, going to stick him on first. Not the best defender, but has that good home run potential. So we'll make Hammer Bro CJ Cron. I like that. I'm okay with that. I think for your Austin Gomber, you're probably going to get a Diddy Kong. A lot of movement on the ball. Not your ace, not going to be your number one. So Boo is going to be more close to that Herman layer for you, that Boo Waluigi, depending on if you're playing the stars on or the stars off. But with that movement on the ball, Austin Gomber's a good pick. So I'm trying to see if there's anybody else that's kind of like a sticking way out. I haven't seen for Magic Koopa. Who would Magic Koopa be? Because Magic Koopa can really hit the ball well. Toadsworth kind of gives me a lot of Rocky center fielder vibes, especially kind of going back to Dexter Fowler, where consistent, good singles bat, gets on base, and is able to make an impact on the field. Good defender, covers a lot of ground in center. I think Toadsworth can Garrett Hampson might fit into that as well. Sam Hilliard hits for more power, I think. So you're not going to get that there. Maybe Raimel Tapia as well, but not a lot of ground balls. Raimel Tapia might be closer to a Noki, because Noki, good defense, covers the ground, can get on base, has a pretty good star swing and an ability to get on, but nothing, not going to shock you too much, but can be a factor on your teams and has come up huge to beat me. So Raimel Tapia being Noki is actually a pretty good comparison. Let's see. Anybody else that we're forgetting? You know, maybe some other big name players. Bowser. Who actually would be Bowser? Just the guy that always. Bowser. I want to say just Jason Giambi, but Bowser could have some of a little Todd Helton in him as well. Put him on first base. Strong arm, can knock things down, and of course is a great hitter. But the thing with Bowser is mostly like a lot of time a home run or bust type of thing, and that wasn't the player that Todd Helton was. But definitely some similarities in there as well, being a captain and a leader. Yoshi is also a little bit of Dexter Fowler in him as well. A little bit of that center field speed, could be in left field. If you are starring them, Yoshi could definitely be share some traits with Cargo as well. The speed and the ability to hit the ball hard. Wario could be a Brendan Rodgers. Power, good second baseman, knocking things down. I think that's some pretty fair comparisons of some Mario baseball characters there for you as Rocky players. I'll tell you a little bit more about Mario baseball in just a second, but first, BetOnline. Would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the sports wagering action for 2022. New year, new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today, and you can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, and it's where the game starts over there at BetOnline. And a reminder, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you sign up today at BetOnline. Man, there was a lot there. We could have probably dove more in. There's so many more. That's not even counting the sluggers. So many other players, Monty Mole, Paragumba, Toadette, so many more that we didn't get to, but just some fun. At this point in the lockout, folks, we got to have some fun and do some cool stuff like this. And, if you're curious, if you want to play, there is an active Mario Baseball community out there. We play quite regularly. Every week there's something going on. I highly suggest you check out the Mario Baseball Club Discord, Mario Superstar Baseball Club Discord, where, like I said, you'll definitely be able to learn more about the game, learn more on how to have some fun with the game, and, of course, you can hang out with me, play some games with me as well. But if you haven't played Mario Baseball, you're missing out. Missing out. It's my favorite baseball game of all time. Folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. Little fun one, little easy one. And we'll be back to round out the week tomorrow or Friday with whatever we got. I looked things up and it's an anniversary is this year. And I think we're going to talk about it here real, real soon on the pod. So be on the lookout for that. But until Well, that happens. Until next time, that's going to do it for me, folks. Thank you all so much for joining us on Locked On Rockies podcast. Thanks for making us your first listen of the day. Now make Locked On Bets your second listen of the day so you know what you need to know before you go use that welcome bonus at Bet Online and win you some money with your boy Q and Lee Sterling. Until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.